While you attended Booker T. Washington, you played some basketball.
Yes.
What position did you play?
Guard and forward. And center if they needed me to play center.
Because you were tall. I mean, you're tall now.
Yes, I was 6'3".
In what grade?
In the 10th grade.
So you had somebody taller than that as a center?
Yes.
Who was that?
Clarence Dixon, who played for Langston University. And Clarence Dixon at Langston University came within 1 point of breaking Marcus Haynes' scoring record.
How did Booker T. fare against other teams when you were playing on it? And you played all 3 years.
I played all 3 years for Booker T. Washington. Back then, you had white school championships, and then you had the black school championships. We had class A, B, and C, and the white schools had classes A, B, and C. But we didn't play one another. We were the state champions in Class A for the state of Oklahoma for the black schools in 1951, 52, and 53. I played on 3 state high school basketball championship teams.
As players, did you want to play, and the whites wanted to play back and forth? But
but Mr. Bridgewater, B.A. Bridgewater, Mr. Bridgewater that wrote for the Tulsa World, he tried to get the Tulsa Central team to play us because they were, I guess, supposed to be pretty good back then. They had a good team, but they wouldn't play us, according to him.
Back in the 50s, for sure, segregation in Tulsa was predominant.
Right.
Let's talk about that. As a black, you would go downtown Tulsa.
Yes.
How would you be received down there?
Well, we would be received sometimes just like regular customers, other times not so good. But we were taught to always be, you know, mindful of where you are and what you can do and don't cause any problems. That's the way we did it.
So you couldn't sit up to a lunch counter?
No. Couldn't eat downtown anywhere except at the Coney Island place. There was a little place there around the corner from the Tulsa World that would serve us just like they served anyone else. You know that little Coney Island place there on, what, 3rd Street?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's
that
been,
was the only place. That's
been
there
for all these years.
All these years.
And they would serve you.
Serve you, right. You just go in and get your Coney Island just like everybody else.
And they let you use the restroom.
Yes.
But all these other businesses. No restroom use at all.
Right.
You were 16, 17 years old.
And, 16, 17, and 18.
Was this going on in your brain that this isn't right? We need to fight this?
We had other things to do. And our teachers were very adept at teaching us that the most important thing is to get an education. Just get an education and things are different in other places. So that's what we were all about. We were taught that athletics is only a means to an end, okay? Mm-hmm. It is not the end. It's only a means to an end. You aren't going to die if you lose a basketball game, although we played hard. We didn't intend to lose.
You largely were in the Greenwood area right now, which was your town.
This was my stomping ground.
Right here.
Right here. We had everything that we needed. Right in this area here.
So, in a way, you didn't have to go downtown because you could buy clothes and you could be eating and everything you needed was right here.
Right.
And is it true, because I've heard other stories, that you walk in, say, to a store, Vandiver's or Clark's, mm-hmm. I don't know if they'd put you out or not, but if you tried to buy something and even had money in your hand, they wouldn't accept it?
No, I've never had that experience.
Maybe you didn't try it.
No, because I could go in Renberg's and feel very comfortable.
You could
shop just like everybody else.
All right. So some stores did accept you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But others didn't.
Renberg's being one of my classmates' mother and her grandmother both worked for the Renberg's.
Okay.
And we could go in Renberg's. If you had the money to buy you a pair of those Stacy Adams shoes, you go back and sit down and try on your Stacy Adams. When they fit, pay for them.
And you were treated with respect.
Treated with respect. That's one thing I can say about Renberg's. Same thing over at Frug's.
Yeah.
You treated with respect at Frug's. And I've heard talk about some people being kind of slighted If they see a white customer, they'd go and wait on the white customer like you didn't have any money. But those things were overcome. You know.
Vandiver's, remember that?
Vandiver's, yes.
Were they accepting too?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Clark's Good Clothes?
Clark's. Clark's was right next door to Rembrandt's.
So it wasn't a total shutdown downtown?
It wasn't a total shutdown. Couldn't go to the theater, you know.
Did you have your own
We had the Dreamland and the Rex and Peoria.
Did you have the same movies playing?
Yeah. Eventually, all of the movies would get to us.
Probably your first run didn't come to you.
No. They'd come to the white theaters and we'd get them later.
And I guess you just kind of accepted that as a way of life back then.
Yeah. So what if you saw the movie 6 weeks later or 8 weeks later?
Yeah. You probably processed more of that as you got older than when it was actually happening to you.
Right.